morning, friends. I want to believe you are looking good. Are we happy this morning? Hallelujah. Please greet somebody next to you. Say God bless you. You're welcome this morning. We sing this song before we go into the preaching of the word. Feeling so much better. Feeling so much better.
Talking about this good old.
Feeling so much better.
Talking about the love.
Let's go on. Let's go on. Talking about this good old. Let's go on. Let's go on. Talking about the love. The devil, he don't like me.
Talking about the love.
Good morning, every one of you. I'm pleased to stand before you this morning. Let us open to the book of John, chapter 4, where we take our text, then the book of Psalms, chapter
42.
John, chapter 4. Verse 7. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, hast a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father, Jacob? Which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Amen. Then the book of Psalms, chapter 42.
Iwe ori Davidi ori kegile ni ogoji.
The first three verses only. David said here,
David winning,
as the heart panted after the water
brooks,
so panted my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night. Why they continually say unto me, where is thy God? On this we draw a topic, the waters of life. God bless you as we sit down. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be reading several quotes here. And now in the message, thirst. First thing I want you to understand that for you to seek after water, there has to be a thirst. Amen. And you can't thirst for what is not in existence. You thirst for something that your soul or your heart, your spirit tells you it is real somewhere. Brother Abraham said a thirst is a painful desire. When you want something so bad, until it becomes painful to you, and it's not an unnatural thing to thirst. Thirst is a natural thing. It's just simply something that God has given us, that we could to give us a desire for something. God has also has given you a control tower, something that sets inside of you that controls these different desires. And this thirst, the control tower that sets in a man's heart, is something that God gave him to warn him of his desires that is needful for him. Now the prophet said this, there are two different types of tasks. There is a physical task and there is a spiritual task. Amen. And David said, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Brother Abraham, make us understand that God put something inside of us so that we can thirst after him. Amen. Therefore God made man as a sheep. Man is meant to be led. Man cannot lead itself. Amen. Man needs a leader. And he must recognize his leader. Hallelujah. And that is the reason God put a task inside of him, so that he can long for his leader, because he needs to be led. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So now when you have a task, you have a natural, a physical task or a spiritual task. The spiritual task longs for the things of above. The natural task or the physical one longs for the things on this earth of beneath. Now it depends on where your theophany comes from.
You have
to pull your task inside of you. There is a deep Psalm 42 verse 7 says, deep calleth unto the deep at the noise of thy water sprouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now God put something in a man to task, and it is important to recognize the right thing to put your thirst into. Now there is something about a deer that God made in him. We want to liken it as the Christian or the church, the believer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A deer is such an animal
that
can run so fast. A deer is such an animal that God has built in such a way that as fast as it can run,
it
can quickly sense danger.
Amen.
God puts something inside of man that he can put quickly sense danger. Before trouble ever comes, God has a way of warning you. There has to be a warning voice. If not, it would not put what we call instinct. Hallelujah. And then we see of a deer, as long, just generally speaking with the animals, when they're walking in their schools, amen, they are always fortified. When they are united, they are in the best of their strength. But when the moment you begin to drift away, drift off a little bit, drift off a little bit, then the enemy will begin to go on the
prowl.
We begin to hunt after you. Amen.
Ami.
Now, yes, as the picture of this deer, in the middle of the bush, the prophet said, in paragraph 50, tasks,
65:09-19,
tasks.
Okay.
Paragraph 50.
It was 1965.
And we'll find, if you ever seen the dogs, the wild dogs will grab a deer. And usually they got like the coyote a funk. They got the neck.
Okay.
And he can grab the deer right above the ball of the ear and swing his weight. It calls the throat of the deer, and the deer doesn't have a chance then. But sometimes the dog, like in Africa, the wild dog will grab the deer right in the flanks. If he misses the throat, he will grab the second time at the flank. And if the deer is strong enough and quick enough, he can shake the dog off
quick.
The deer is so much faster, the dog stalks him. Hallelujah. The dog stalks him. Amen. When he's not looking, and when he's upwind from him, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. When he sees that the enemy is so smart, you know. Amen. When he sees that you are carried away, you are distracted. You see the lion and those wild beasts, they watch their prey. And then they sit down and move stealthily in the bush. Amen. And they understand that once the breeze can blow across them and towards that deer, you will sense them. So you will be smart enough to walk against the current of the breeze. Satan is a sly. Hallelujah. And then when the white dog grabs him, if he's real quick, he can throw it off. Amen. And when he grabs at his neck sometimes, he will cut close to the jugular vein and miss it. And the deer shaking him will pull a whole chunk of meat out of the deer's throat. Then the blood begins to run. Amen. The wild beast will be aiming at the lifeline. His aim is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He's targeting your soul. And then the dog will come right on the trail of that blood. When the deer is running. Amen.
Amen.
That's the only thing the deer can do. If he ever wants to live. And as the life of the deer begins to dwindle, as the blood, which is the life stream to the blood body, as that begins to dwindle, amen. And the dog then, or the wolf, is right behind the deer. Amen. Training him. Now, if that deer can't find water, if that deer can't find water, now water has something in it. That when the deer drinks the water, it will stop the bleeding. But if he don't get water to cool him off, then the blood keeps flowing out faster. Because he's running, his strength is wearing out, keeping his heart pumping. But if he can ever get water, the deer will live. Brothers, sisters, water is life. Hallelujah. Water is life. Amen. The waters of life gives us strength in our bodies. Amen. It opens our sight to the living world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I have a story of a sister here.
When
turn to the message, the greatest battle ever fought.
620311.
Amen.
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 The such word is Nelly Sanders. Don't. Now, Brother Abraham said, I had a little girl here one time. The lady may be sitting here now. Her name was Nelly Sanders. One of the first times I ever seen a devil cast out. Now, if I can just get a place and be just about 3 blocks up here beyond the graveyard. And this little girl, she was about 18 years old at the time. Amen. Amen. She happened to be the best dancer in the whole community. Amen. Amen. And she used to dance with one fellow called Lee Hong, who runs a pool room on the street. Amen. And he's Catholic himself. Amen. And Brother Brown said, and they had this year dance called the Black Bottom. The Black Bottom and the Jitter Box. They dance with their legs. Dance with their legs. And they throw up their legs. If the lady will throw up her legs so that they will see the underneath garments, jump on the man. Amen. The man will roll around. Amen. And they think they are having a whoopee time. They are enjoying their life. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then one day,
Nelly Sanders,
she staggered in up here.
Oh, one.
Brother Bram said, one day she staggered in up here.
Okay, obey.
Amen. One night in the meeting.
Asalekan,
and there she fell down.
Nipe, lo ti wolu
le, at the altar.
Nipe,
little Nelly.
She
laid there at the altar. She raised up her head and she cried. And the tears running down her cheeks. She said, Billy, she knew me. She said, I want to be saved so bad. And I said, Nelly, you can be saved. Jesus already saved you, girl. You have to accept it now upon the basis of his word. Now, Nelly believed.
Nelly Gbagbo.
She prayed.
Oh,
and a certain peace set in.
Hallelujah.
She loved to be like Hope.
Oh, ni lati dabi, oh,
and Irene.
She
said the world has put a scar upon her.
Hallelujah.
And wish she never got into the world. Hallelujah. And then one day,
ati ni ojo kan,
after about 2 months,
ni nkan bi ojo leyin bi osu,
believing, praising the Lord,
to yin Olorun,
happy,
ninu re dun.
Just think the devil will let you go easy.
Ma si esu ko ni je ki ko rorun.
You see, nothing good ever comes easy.
Ko si ohun to dara ti wa pelu irorun.
Amen.
Amen.
You got to fight for it.
You
got to stand your ground.
And
the devil will going to ask to try you. Now she was just a teenage girl. About 18 years old. And one night, she was going home. She had bought some goods. Amen. Some goods. And then she was walking along 8th and Penn Street. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So happy. Brother Bram said that night, he had a drunk neighbor with a blood soul. Whom he had caught, who he had picked from the gutters, being in stupor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To keep him away from the police. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Took William Bledsoe. Sorry, Wayne Bledsoe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Took him to the house.
Omulosile.
And was rebuking him. And while he was rebuking him, he heard a certain the screeching of a car. A car had just parked outside there. And somebody ran up to the door. Started knocking. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Started knocking.
Onkalekun.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Help me.
Ramilowo.
Help me.
Ramilowo.
I am gone.
Amotilo.
Amen. And Brother Bram said, amen. Brother Bram said,
Brown,
and she was just crying like that. And she said,
Billy,
I am gone.
Motilo.
I am gone.
Motipada.
Paragraph 263.
I
said, what's the matter, Nelly? You got a heart attack? She said, no. She said, Brother Bill, I was coming down spring. She said, honest, Brother Bill. Honest, Brother Bill. I didn't mean no harm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God she remembered to go to her pastor. Run to her pastor. Brother Bram said, in the message God being misunderstood, that it is important to expel your thoughts to your pastor. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Bram said in the message a God, that a God, God has built him in such a way that he can set in an atmosphere. Amen. And he can feel the atmosphere and bring you out of it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't hide it, brethren. The devil means to kill,
yes,
to steal, and to destroy. But Christ said, I have come to give you life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
265. And I said, what's the matter? I thought, what's the matter? She said, I was going forth. She was going.
Oh Lord.
Coming down from 8th and Penn Street.
Oh Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Coming down the road.
But in Lord,
and
Lord,
suddenly, she passed in front of that old woogly
hall.
And then she stopped for a moment to listen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was where she made her mistake. Don't stop for a moment to listen. Brethren, there are lots of voices in this last day. Why are there lots of voices in this last day? It is because there is one true voice in the land. And the many voices that you see out there, they are there to distract you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ami.
And she said, honest, brother,
o
pastor.
Si
and she said, suddenly,
o ni lojiji,
after she stopped to listen. Amen.
Ami.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And she said, well, I was going to think,
oni,
said, oh Lord,
oni Oluwa,
you know I love you.
Oma ke mo nifere.
No, you know I love you, Lord.
Oma ke mo nifere, Oluwa.
But I can sure remember that time when Lee and I used to win all the cups,
oni,
and so forth. Amen. Ma, I remember that old music used to attract me.
Oni, orin igba na, orin aye,
orin fokan mi. Amen. How, amen. So she said, well, you know what? Maybe if I walk up on the steps up there. Said, maybe I will be able to testify to some of them. Hallelujah. That's a sultry way Satan distracts the people of God today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Maybe you know you're a Christian.
Oh, my boy, Christian in
you. You know you're a Christian.
Oh, my boy, Christian in
you. You can just take a little bit of one shot, you know.
Oh, can mo, can
it doesn't hurt.
Oh,
you are a Christian.
In
you can still go take some social drink.
Oh, si loko lo,
just to be popular among your colleagues. Amen. So that they don't call you old, old and foggy. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You will know when it matters. Amen. Brother Bram said, see, you are right on the devil's ground. Stay out of it. Shun the very appearance of evil. But she walked up to the top of the steps and stood there a few minutes. And the first thing you know, she was in some boy's arms. Out on the floor. Amen. Then she came to herself. And she was standing there crying and going on. Said, oh, I'm lost. I'm lost for good. And I thought, well, I don't know too much about the Bible. Amen. But I believe Jesus said this. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Amen. And when blessed or are done sobered up. The drunken man had already sobered up. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then Brother Bram said, and I said, now the only way to get rid of a devil is in prayer. And I said, now let's get down and pray. Amen. And the prophet said, he began to pray. He said, now devil, I don't know who you are, but I'm telling you now, this is my sister, and you ain't got no business with holding her. She didn't mean to do that. She just stopped for a minute. That's where she made a mistake. And though I said, but you are going to have to come out of her. You hear me? Amen. Problems, and so God help me at the judgment bar. God knows that. Amen. And when he began to pray over her, that screen door began to open and shut. The doors and the windows began to open and shut. Plumpity, plumpity. There at the door, and she said, Bill, look at there. Look at there.
Whoa.
I said, what is that?
She
said, I don't know. I said, neither do I. And the door went up, plumpity, plumpity, shouting, what man do? And I looked again.
Like
I said, in the name of Jesus
Christ,
leave her, Satan. Come out of her. And when I said that, it looked like a great big bat. About this long. Rose up from behind her with long hair hanging down of her out of its wings and off of its feet like that, was going, started right towards me just as hard as it came. I said, oh Lord God, the blood of Jesus Christ protect me from that. And when Bledsoe, the drunken man who had sobered up, looking at the whole drama, amen, he quickly jumped away.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because that demon
tori be mi aimo na.
I just flown over the head of Brother Bram. Towards the corner of Win
Bledsoe.
Going behind the wall.
On Lord Ogiri.
Amen. And he searched around.
O si wo yi ka.
You couldn't find it. A big black bat.
Ani a dan la kan to dudu.
They are demons.
Emi aimo ni.
Amen. How did they get these demons? It is from associates. The kind of friends you mingle with. Amen. You see, fellowship is an atmosphere. Amen. The kind of fellowship, the kind of atmosphere that you produce will determine what you get out of it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Another quote here in the message, the maniac of Gadara. The maniac of Gadara. 54:07:28. If you can get it for me. The such word is started drinking. Started drinking. One drink, one devil.
Oh, what you
one drink, one devil.
Amen.
Amen. Do you love the Lord this morning? Amen.
Amen.
Now, here sets a picture of a predestinated seed of
Abraham.
Amen.
Amen.
What Abraham said in paragraph 52.
Abraham said,
the maniac of Gadara. And I see him in his walk. As he was tossed there in this little old sea. That's
the
sea of
Galilee.
Amen. And one soul was in need over there. We never have a record of anyone else being helped in the land of the gatherings. But this one maniac, poor fellow, I think of him being out there in that condition. Perhaps one time a good citizen, a good man, started right, raised up in a godly home. Abraham said, let's dramatize it a moment on his character. I can imagine seeing him as a fine fellow. But the first thing you know, some of the crowd come along. Come along and got him to get away from church. Or go away from God. Next thing you know, the devil had him on the next step. Remember, the devil is a sly. Next thing you know, Satan had him on the next step. He started drinking. One drink, one devil. One drink, one devil. One stick, one devil. One kiss. With that man, that's not your wife. Double demons. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And after a while, the devil drove in himself. And then the man was out there. He must have been a terrible character. He lived out there in those rough places. And they bind him with fetters. It was twice his strength. He could break them little hold fetters and move out just like that, like there was nothing holding him. Even the army or officers would bind him up. He would just break them apart and go on. He was a real rough. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One drink, one devil. Brother Abraham said it wasn't his human strength, it was the devil's strength that was doing that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was the devil's strength that was doing that. Please give me this quote in Perfect Strength by Perfect Weakness. 61:11-19. Paragraph 350. Amen. Paragraph 350. Amen. If you want a search word for it,
Amen. The search was demons going on rampage. Amen. Demons going around Christianity. Amen. You see the picture of this man, Jacob
Gadara.
One drink, one devil. Then he started going up. The devil took a hold of him. Why is it so? When it comes to the children of God, the children of the kingdom, if the devil ever gets one chance, it will make your life miserable. Brother Abraham said in the message, a guy, if you are fixing to go on a trip without, and you going without a guide, amen, you going on a trip without a guide, amen, you will come up lost. It will put you in a state of bewilderness. Perhaps you have 1% chance to come out of it. Brother Bram said, oh my, talk about the lead off of the kettle. Demons going around. Powers of the devil. Under the name of Christianity. Teaching for doctrine. The commandment of men. Theological seminaries. Leaving the Bible alone. Who is able, church? Who is strong enough? Who is wise enough? Who is powerful enough to tempt this nature? Stripping the clothes off of our women. In the name of preachers, demons, is it that the way you recognize a madman on the street? In the name of preachers, Methodist Baptists, painting their faces like Jezebel and bobbing their hair and wearing pants just like men, and our preachers not enough get up about them to tell them about it. Devil possessed. It was the legion. It was the legion that tore his clothes off of him. Who is this roaring devil? Who is strong enough? What kind of a deep denomination is able to conquer him? Walking up and down through these tombstones of denominations. Crying. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The days of miracles is past. You see, when the demon got a hold of this man, it took him to the graveyard. And the prophet said, the cemetery means death. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Taking him through the tombstones of denominations, crying, the days of miracles is past, and we don't need the Holy Ghost. Amen. They say we have evolved. The world has changed. Everything has to change.
Where
did the scripture say, do not neglect the ancient landmark? Who can tempt that devil?
God.
We can't do it by denominations. We can't do it by ecclesiastical forces. But there was a voice one time that did it. Hallelujah. That tamed them devils. Pulled them and put them in their right mind. And put close on them. That same voice gives us a promise. That the words that I do shall you do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You will never do it under ecclesiastical gasoline. In a carbon structure. Amen. You will never do it in an organization. You will never do it. You will do it when you empty up. Pour out all yourself and let the Holy Ghost come in and flutter every part of you.
and saturate every lead of your body. That's the only way. We don't need an organization. Preaching for doctrines, the commandments of men. What we need, oh God, what we need is a prophet of God. And we have a voice of the messenger in the lamb. What we need is the what? Is to rise up with a thunderbolt. A thunderbolt of God. Spiritual lightning that will shake this world to shame. Hallelujah. Empty vessels. What it needs, that is. What it needs is a called out church. A little minority that will receive God's power and blessings and his message. That's what we need.
Amen.
That's what we need. Amen.
Amen.
And when that this day, when it, as long as he can run close to water, he has hope of life. Amen.
Amen.
I said, water is life.
Amen.
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 Water is life. And then you see this deer begin to run around. And the wild dogs begin to train him with him. Train him as long as he can get water and pull some. He will run a little further. As long as he keep running around that pond, he's going to live. He's going to what? Live. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Bram said,
Arakunrin Bram,
now water represents life. Life is in the blood cell. And that life cannot come forth until the blood cell is interrupted and broke.
In the message of resurrection of the bridegroom,
amen. In the message of resurrection of the bridegroom, 62. Let me just search it from this place. Are we together? You love the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Is the Lord good to you and I? Isn't he rich in mercy? God is indeed rich in mercy. To save a man that is lost and undone without God or his son, and then to reach down his hands on him. Brother Bram said, amen, in paragraph 156, what if a man is planted in such a thin as by the water, by the river, where the spirit, 9 different spirits feeding into him, what an establishment he has. Remember in the book of Psalms chapter 1, David said, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. Amen. If you take a tree away from water, it will begin to develop spines, thorns, heart, starchy. Amen. But just take that tree and get it back into where there is water, it will begin to become smooth, fresh. And that is what a Christian should be, to stay where the water of life is. And the story of this woman by the side of when she found the author of life.
Hallelujah.
She had gone to the well to get water. But when she found the author of life, He told the story of a lie. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He make her recognize the purpose which she is ordained to live for. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Water is life. Don't stay away from water. Come to the water of life. Where the Lord will give you water that you will thirst no more. What is that water? That is the word. Hallelujah. And when the word is inside of you, just like when you get the water inside of you, it will be a wellspring inside, bubbling inside of you. Bubbling inside of you. It will be world upon world building. It is the stimulation of the revelation of who you are. That's the only thing that can give us life and make us free. You love the Lord? Let's be in the mood of prayers. Lord, remember me. Is there any way in my life is questionable like this? Help me to come to the water of life. Lord God, rich in mercy. You are the author of life. Give me this water that I will thirst no more. Give me this water that I will thirst no more. Have your way in my life. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I have the clay. Mold me and make me as in thy will. While I am waiting, you dead and still. Let's be in prayers. Have your way, Lord, in my life. Reach down your hands upon me. Have mercy upon me. I am lost and undone without God. Have mercy upon me. Let me, oh God, let me receive strength. Let me receive healing. Hear my prayers. Hear my humble cry. When on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Remember me this hour, as you remembered Hannah. Remember me, Lord, as you remembered Jabez. And you gave him you restored him to his proper position. Remember me, O God, as you remember David, and you took him out of the miry clay. Remember me, Lord. There set before us this morning lots of prayer requests. I would like us to keep this in prayers. Thanksgiving and prayer requests. We give glory and honor to our Heavenly Father for sparing the life of our precious daughter Oluwa Pamilerin Jochebed Okediran to witness our 5th year birthday. Please, church, pray that God should guide and protect her and she travels as she travels on this life journey. From brother and sister Okediran. This is another request from brother Kolade and children. Brethren, bless the name of the Lord on our behalf for the 60th birthday of my wife, mom and sister Kolade. Today, 7th
7/9/2025 and a statutory retirement from active service. Pray for more of God's favor, blessings, guidance, and good health to enjoy our retirement as we journey along this pilgrim way. Pray for our children for more of God in their lives and dedication to the things of God. The next request here. I thank God for the salvation of my soul. My prayer request is burdens of quit notice. Burdens of quit notice from my landlord. Provision of a miraculous house. Jehovah Jireh to intervene and that the government should release all our entitlement in my present promoted level. And another request here says, praise God. I want to thank God for bringing me to this year, to this year's convention, and answering all the requests I committed to Him since I came for the convention. I want God to help me recover my lost asset account. To help me recover my lost assets account. I want God to bring my parents back to Himself and make a way for them where there seems to be no way, and God should bless the works of their hands. I want God to see me through my studies in school and take every form of distraction away from me. Church, let's bow our heads and let's put all these requests to the Lord in prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, remember these birthday celebrants. Lord, may you grant the desires of their heart in the name of Jesus Christ. A good, well-lived life. For Buddha, call this request. Grant the desires of our sister, I think. Trusting the Lord to wipe away this burden of quit notice. And their entitlement should be released. Their entitlement in their present promoted level to be released. God grant, oh God, this little baby girl, okay, Dira, to make her fulfill heaven's purpose. God grant the request of this sister for her parents, that they should come out right, bless the work of their hands. God should help her and keep her from being distracted. God should grant her focus. Another request is here. I require the prayer of the saints that God should grant the desires of my heart. As I'm trusting Him for a better job, bless my family and draw me more closer to Him. Pray for my children perfection and amazing grace as they grow in His will and blessing. from Brother Peter Odalume. Another one says, I want all the children of God to thank God for answering my prayer after last year's convention. Answering my prayer on my son, Israel Okpeoluwa. Okpeoluwa Olaleye, who was kidnapped by the kidnappers, that the mighty hand of God release him lively, and that the church should pray for my son Peter Olaleye, that God should deliver him from evil spirits that walk and go with him, that God should take his life, that God should take over his life totally. They should also pray for me that all disease and affliction, both physically and spiritually, God should take them away in my life, that the rest of my life should be for Christ. We should also pray for Ayo Adebari, that God himself should go and release him in the prison as he did to Peter. This is from Sister Kennedy. Let's put this to the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, breaks every fetters and it sets us free. Oh Lord, may you set a great release. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord, upon Peter Olaleye. Have mercy, Lord, upon Israel Okpeoluwa Olaleye. Deliver him from the hands of the kidnappers. You have done it before, setting the captive free unconditionally. Lord, may you do it again in the name of Jesus Christ. And the prayer request of Brother Peter Odalume, trusting the Lord for a better job. Lord, may you grant him a great promotion this year in the name of Jesus. The Bible says promotion comes neither from the east, nor west, nor south. He comes from above. God has the power to pull down, he has the power to lift up. Lord Jehovah, may you grant mercy. May you grant uncommon favor in the name of Jesus Christ. While we are praying, I would like to invite the servant of God to bless us in prayer. I don't know if Pastor Simon Peter Oladejo is in the auditorium. I don't know if Reverend Daniel Bankong is in the auditorium. Jesus praise. Let's sing this song. Every fetters, Jesus breaks every fetters. Oh, Jesus breaks every fetter, for he sets me free.
Let us pray.
Run.
Almighty God, Jesus Christ is your name. We want to thank you again for another morning. You kept us through the night season. In You woke us up from our beds, Lord. Lord Jesus, to see a brand new day, Sunday morning, to commemorate that great event that took place at Calvary on our behalf, O God. It is because of Calvary, that's why we are here. And if Calvary was not there, we are the most miserable, Lord. Thank you for the hope of Calvary. Thank you this morning that your word has come forth. Lord, thank you for the revelation of the hour. To know that at the preaching of the word, demons are casted out. Lord, some people will say they want to go for deliverance service. This is a deliverance service, Lord. We have been delivered from demons, those that held us bound in habits and things, O Father. Each drink, one devil. Each kiss, one devil. Each action that is wrong is another devil. How many devils has accumulated? But this morning, like you delivered that man at Gadara, Lord Jesus, we stand delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. And you evil spirits that has infiltrated the camp of God, you came from the pit of hell. This morning, standing by the authority of the word of God, I bind you and I cast you back to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus Christ. Get your hands off of God's purchased product. Jesus Christ paid the price. He's not owing any man. He paid it complete. He paid it for me. He paid it for us. And so get your hands off of God's children. If you have been hiding in any form of affliction, I bind you and I cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. All the requests, both written and unwritten, Lord, you said even before we ask, you know about it. Say, but we should ask that our joy might be full. And so, Lord, your children have written requests. Oh God, that brother that has landlord rental issue, oh God, surprise him. Give him his own property and deliver him completely from landlord affliction in the name of Jesus Christ. That if you tarry to come next convention, Lord, let it be testimony number one. And I connect him with as many that are facing the same issue, Lord. Grant it, Father. There's one in prison. Lord, you went into prison to set the captive free. May you deliver that one in prison. One is entitlement has been held down. Oh God, it's a wicked government. The devil is ruling in every nation. He's the one in those offices. But Lord, when you step in, no doors can be closed behind you. And so, Father, whatever entitlement is due your children, those that are retired, those that are promoted, I release it in the name of Jesus Christ. As we go back to our hostels to prepare for the morning service, Lord, may this thought continue in us, Lord, that we have already been delivered, that our prayers have been answered. Thank you for doing it, Lord. Bless your servants you have used. Replenish the vigil that has left him. Glory be to your holy name. For in Jesus' most precious name we pray.
God bless you, church. God bless you, our brethren. You love the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Please, we'd like to pass this announcement. This notice that they said the food is now ready for every one of us to eat. So as soon as you leave the auditorium, you can just go straight to the to where he's prepared for food and have your breakfast. We still meeting here again same time, 9:30 this morning. I hope you are blessed this morning. All that you have come to the Lord for, may the Lord answer our prayers in Jesus Christ. May you not leave this ground empty handed. Hallelujah. Let's rise on our feet. We sing this song. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. I want you to have the right confession. Oh, hallelujah. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. God bless you. Can be dismissed.